Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day dawns bright and clear across Israel, with pleasant temperatures expected in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. This is perfect weather for those stepping outside. As of this hour, here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli airstrike killed at least 10 people near a school sheltering displaced Palestinians in Gaza, according to France 24 from earlier today. Also, Reuters reports an Israeli airstrike claimed lives outside a Gaza school as ceasefire efforts falter. Also this hour, French police have arrested a Palestinian-French lawmaker for praising a 1972 bombing, according to the Forward, just hours ago. Separately, Iran rejects a ceasefire proposal, while former U.S. President Trump sets a deadline for Tuesday, Israel Hayom reports. And finally, despite Iran's stance, Israel remains hopeful for a ceasefire, I-24 News revealed this morning. Reaction has been swift on social media. Update from a Tehran resident, shared by @Merson, notes widespread concern and preparations for potential disruptions. The Times of Israel reports mediating countries are racing against the clock to secure a ceasefire within the 4-5-day window to prevent U.S. action against Tehran. Meanwhile, @Joe Truzman, a conflict analyst, suggests Hamas could gain from the ongoing regional tensions. Turning to our main stories for more context, starting with the Israeli airstrike in Gaza. France 24 reported earlier that the attack hit a site near a school, raising concerns about civilian safety as tensions escalate. This incident underscores the fragile state of ceasefire talks as casualties mount on both sides. Turning to diplomatic developments, Iran's rejection of ceasefire terms, as detailed by Israel Hayom, could complicate efforts to de-escalate the conflict. Tehran's demands include the lifting of sanctions and international recognition of key territorial claims. This stance poses a significant challenge for mediators aiming for peace. Meanwhile, the arrest of a Palestinian-French lawmaker for comments on a past terror attack has drawn international attention. The Forward notes this could strain France's diplomatic relations with both Israel and Palestine. The incident highlights the enduring sensitivity surrounding historical acts of terrorism. In related news, I-24 News highlights Israel's cautious optimism despite Iran's hardline stance. This reflects the complex interplay of military, political, and diplomatic factors influencing current events. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports a drone factory in Petah Tikva suffered a total loss after an Iranian missile strike. This setback hits Aerosol's operations shortly after a major business deal. Separately, Walla notes a recent tax reform approved by the Israeli Knesset. This change promises to increase monthly take-home pay for many Israelis, with effects visible in upcoming paychecks. And finally, CTEC announces Pentera's appointment of Hagit Yinon as their new chief financial officer. Yinon's experience includes leading WalkMe through its IPO and a major acquisition. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.